Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I continue studying the book of Revelation.
那我们就继续来看，第七节。
Let's continue with verse 7.
第七节，看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿门。
Verse 7, Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen.
好，那当然这个启示录的最后也是用这样用真实的 Amen 来结束。
The book of Revelation concludes with the same line, So shall it be. Amen.
好，那这个是在讲如果到世界末日的情况是这样子。
And so this speaks of what will happen on the end day.
就主耶稣再来。
When Jesus Christ comes again.
那主耶稣再来不是秘密的。
It's no secret that Jesus Christ will come again.
也不是几个人才会知道的。
It is not something that's known only to a few.
是每个人都会知道。
It's something that we will all know.
那每个人都会看见他。
And we will all see him.
那当我们知道从帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十三节之后告诉我们的。
It is spoken in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse
前书四章
in chapter 4
十三节到十八节
verse
13
through
18。死的人也要复活。
Those who are dead will rise again。
我们活的得救人会变化。
And those who are living but are saved will transform。
所以这是全世界的事情。
And this will happen in this entire in the world.
这个不是几个人秘密的事。
So it is not a secret amongst a few.
这边甚至说刺他的那个人也要看见他。
He says that even those who pierced him will see.
这就是表示说那个个别的那一个人也会看到，所以这是全世界的事。
So even that particular individual, so we're speaking about the whole world.
所以耶和华见证会啊，他们说耶稣已经来过了。
The Jehovah Witnesses proclaim that Jesus Christ has already come.
只有他们知道而已。
But、apparently, only they know.
那个灰蝶会现在不晓得在讲什么嘛
？And then there's the cult of
带了一些人走了嘛
？With about of the spaceships and then maybe people have been taken away. But there are always believers.
但对我们来讲不用怕。
But for us, we do not need to be afraid.
我昨天有讲第一堂课有讲。
During yesterday's first session, we spoke.
如果明天主耶稣要来
，If Jesus Christ were to come tomorrow,
这不可能了，因为讲这种话已经是错了，因为没有人知道啊。假设了哈。
We know that's an impossibility because no one can predict the future. But let's just say that Jesus Christ came tomorrow.
你今天要种花，现在这里我来看来这里有时候例子都不对，因为花这里冬天也开花，这个。
So every time I try to come up with random examples, it never applies here because it's the winter and there's still flowers here, so we can't really plant flowers.
那就讲在德国我们那个地方，如果你要种那个郁金香，现在种。
So back in Germany, if you want to plant tulips, now is the time to plant them.
那到三月才会长。
And they will blossom.
其实之前就要种。
In March, so but you have to plant now.
我意思说，明天如果让你偷偷知道主耶稣要来，你今天要种郁金香也要种。你说种下去，耶稣来没有用啊
？So let's say you knew the secret that Jesus Christ was coming tomorrow.
明天来了，到三月、四月才会长啊。
You could say that it's pointless for me to plant this tulip now because it won't grow till March.
不要烦恼那么多。
Don't worry about so many things.
你每天把它过每天正常的生活。
Live every day as you need to.
所以不要漠视热，这个很重要。
So do not become overzealous about the end day.
该做什么就做什么。
Do what you need to do.
你种梨子树，正常的梨子树种下去五年才会长，也要种。
If you wanted to plant a pear tree, it usually takes 5 years to bear fruit. You should still plant it.
要结婚就赶快结婚，不要等耶稣来啊！你说耶稣来了，世界末日结婚，好像等于没结婚，不要。年轻人结婚就要结婚。
And if you want to get married, get married. Don't think that well, the end day is coming and there's no point.
该生小孩就生小孩。
If you are, want to have children, have children.
哦，今天早上我们讲过，我们正式教会信徒生小孩跟别人是不一样的。
And we just spoke this morning about how it's bearing children in the True Jesus Church is different from other people having kids.
我感谢神 ，Esther 哦，在哪里？
Thank God that Sister Esther.
她已经三个了。
And she just came by and told me she has three children.
她很小就认识。
I have known her since she was really young.
感谢主。
Thank God.
希望小孩都能够在主里长大。
We hope that the children grow up in the Lord.
感谢主了。好，所以第七节告诉我们，这是万族的人都会看到的。
So in verse 7, it says that every eye will see.
但是事实上，万族人那不信人因他哀哭。
And all the people of the earth will mourn because of him.
这不是讲我们呢、啊。
And that's not us.
耶稣来你会哀哭啊。
Will we mourn if Jesus Christ comes?
如果哭，那时候你哭的话就太晚了。
If you cry then, it's a little too late.
应该是高兴啊。
You should be so happy.、
嗯、这是最高兴的时候。
Because this is the happiest occasion.、
嗯、所以我们看那个启示录第十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.、嗯
十九章从第一节到第六六节，四次的哈利路亚喊了之后。
From verse 1 through verse 6, Hallelujah is spoken 6 times.
对，完了之后，接下来说欢喜快乐啊。
After speaking Hallelujah, then there is joy.
第七节，我们要欢喜快乐。在这之前有苦难哦。
Then rejoice and be glad, because prior to that there was tribulation.
在末世是有苦难的。
There will be tribulation during the end days.
并且保罗讲的，苦难是命定的。
Because Paul has said that we are destined to suffer.
这个没有办法，就是命定的苦难。
Because it is already set for us.
没有遇到是很感谢，那遇到也不用抱怨，就一定会过的。
If we face it, we should be thankful. If we don't,
只要相信神的信实啊。
So we just need to believe that God is faithful.
但到最后是欢喜快乐的。
So in the end, we will rejoice and be glad.
耶稣来了。
Because Jesus Christ has come.
你的所有都过去了。
Everything else has passed away.
所以这是欢喜快乐参加羔羊婚宴呢。
So it is a time to attend the wedding feast of the anointing lamb.
所以当耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus Christ comes again,
我们不会爱哭的。
We will no longer mourn.
试探那个人可能会爱哭、啊。
The person who pierced him may mourn.
Okay, 所以启示录的第七节告诉我们，就是主耶稣来是全世界性的。
So in verse 7 it tells us that when Jesus comes again and everyone who believes.
如果你听到有某个教派的或某些人说啊，耶稣来了只是为了他们啊。耶稣只是那个是、哦、开着飞碟来了，只是救这些人走了。哇，他们集在一起，你说、哦、这是什么话、啊、
？So if you hear some particular sect saying that Jesus Christ will come in a spaceship and only save our particular sect, then you may wonder what are you talking about?
那个绝对不是世界末日，也不是主耶稣要来。
Because that cannot be the day of the Lord's coming, and that cannot be the end day.
因为主耶稣要来是这样子的。
Because this is what it's going to be like when Jesus Christ comes again. The dead will rise again.
活的人改变。
And the living will be transformed.
所有的人类都会看到。
And everyone will see this.
绝对不会秘密的带走几个人。
He will not secretly take some people away.
也不是只给那些得救的人。
And it will not happen only to those who are saved.
是给不信的也包含在内。
Even those who do not believe will see.
啊，这就是我们读启示录。以后如果你遇到人家讲这个讲那个，你就有一个底子啊，不会被骗啊。
So if in the future you hear people saying other, speaking of other theories, you do not be deceived because you now know.
尤其那个安那个耶和华见证会啊。他们很会讲 这种的道理。
So the Jehovah Witnesses are famous for this type of sermon topic.、
嗯、但我们 不能讲他们怎么样、哦、
But let's not speak too much about them.
有一些末世的道理，小心、啊、
But just be careful, be wary when you listen to about sermons about the end day.
因为他们讲哪一年哪月哪一日，有时候讲到你心里毛毛的。还有啊，如果有呢？
Because they will speak.
我们传道都没有讲过， 说什么时候来啊？我们还有圣灵呢，怎么我们的传道是在打瞌睡啊
？Because we will, they will speak about how on a particular month, a particular day of a particular year, you know, what will happen, and you start worrying if our preachers actually know have this Holy Spirit, how come they don't hear anything?
他们怎么一直有启示
？So how come they always get the revelations?
真的，我有信徒会这样子问呢。
And members have asked.
我昨天有讲啊，有一个信徒说，哎，传道。他们是真的做真的、哦、那个财产卖掉了，那个这不是假的、啊，房子卖掉，车子卖掉，是真的。
So, a member once came and shared.
哪一年哪一哪一月？那我们每个传道坐在那里也没有讲一句话，到底是什么
？So he shared with me that those other, you know, Jehovah Witnesses, they really are selling their positions, possessions because they're preparing for that particular day. How come our ministers aren't telling us to do any of this?
我们的信徒也没有一个得到感动的，怎么好像神不感动我们
？So how why isn't God moving any of us?
不会的。
This will not happen.
那个日子根本就不知道。
Because we do not know when that day will come. 嗯，
启示是给你遵行的，不要忘记，不是用来占卜的。
So remember, the Book of Revelation is for you to obey and follow, not to reveal.
哎，现在不是有这个书那个书吗？预言书，中国有什么推背图啊，什么双东西那些。
There's all sorts of prophetic books out there.
那玛雅的那个什么预言。
There's the Mayan predictions.
那个犹太人的什么生死书，西藏的什么书，哇，你看都看不完呐。
The Jews, the Tibetans, they all have their own prophetic books.
都在预言这个预言那个。
And they all prophesize different things.
如果你时间很多，看到消遣，但是绝对不要被他骗。
If you have the time, it's good leisure reading, but do not be deceived by it.
你看。上百个，如果你查上百个预言，哪一年、哪一月、哪一日，到现在都没有啊。那些人都不要跑去哪里啊
？There are hundreds of prophecies in existence about how what will happen on a particular day, but where are these people now?
好久以前呢，有一个人他说有一本书叫《1995年8月》，他说你有没有看？我说我没有时间看。他说当传道应该看啊，那个。
So someone once came to me and asked me if I had read this book about 1995, August of 1995, and he said that as a minister, you need to read this book.
那个时候才1990年左右。
This was back in 1990.
我说我不用看了。
And I said I don't need to read that book.
他说很重要，1995年8月会什么怎么怎么怎么。
So he said this is really important because the book says that in 1998 on this particular month this will happen.
那这事件过去之后，没有人再提这个了。
But once that day passed, no one talked about that book anymore.
那大部分这些人都会赚钱。
And these people usually make lots of money.
但他们可能不是故意的啦。
And they might not be doing it on purpose.
什么是还有什么圣经密码这个那个？我说我电脑不好，我电脑好了，我也可以做一本那个圣经电脑的那个。
And then there's another book about the Bible code, but it was created by some engineers. If I were really good at programming, I could create a Bible code myself.
圣经这样练那样练起来，就是都是发生的事情。
So then, if you read it,
他已经死了。你看圣经说某年某月某日这个拉宾会死，哈哈，就串起来。
By reading the Bible code, they said that on this particular day, you know, this particular person won't die.
可以哦，你电脑应该可以设计这样。
I'm sure, I'm sure you can invent some kind of code to read the Bible.
你把这个信息打进去，他那个文字不是说这样念的，有时候这样横的，有时候这样，因为那都是拼音字母啊。
So according to the Bible code, that the book you don't read the scripture in traditional fashions. You read it in alternate directions.
他说哇，这是神藏的信息。
And by reading it that way, you can see the secrets that are hidden.
这个明明骗了。
Now, that's a lie.
这个圣经是写给谁的？
Who is this Bible written for?
写给我们的。
It's written for us.
我们才是真耶稣教会。
We are the true church.
我们才是真的神的儿女啊。
We are the true children of God.
难道要学会电脑的人，他们都是用那个圣经用电脑去查出来的？哦，那这样就给他们了。这个神实在要换人当了。
I mean, do we need to all become programmers so that we can read these secret codes? What kind of God is that?
你写给你儿子的信。
If you're writing for your own son,
要一个不是你的孩子，并且那个特殊科技的人来把它弄出来。
But you need someone who is not your own son, who is a programmer, to decipher what you are saying. What is that?
1990几年有第一本那个圣经密码那个书出来呢，其实那个人是在搞电脑的。
So the first person who wrote about the Bible code was back in the 1990s, and he himself was a programmer.
所以你们搞电脑的小心，就是不要。
So all you programmers, be careful.
圣经是正念的。
The Bible should be written.
斜来斜去。
Should be read directly.
给儿女的。
Because this is given to the children.
那这样的信息你就不会被骗了。
So then you won't be deceived.
现在能够念启示录能够最懂的是谁？是我们啊，是你啊。
So who can read and understand the book of Revelation? It's all of us.
就照这样念就好了。
Just read.
好，那我们继续再念第八节。
So let's continue reading verse 8.
主神说了。
第八节。
第八节。
Verse 8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
好，这一节讲出神的三个很大的特性。
So here it describes the three characteristics of God.
这里主跟神连在一起。
The Lord and God are one.
当然一般来讲，主就是主耶稣。
When we speak of the Lord, we speak of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但新约
了哈，
但旧约的主就是神了哈。
But in the Old Testament, the Lord is God.
好，主神说了。
So the Lord God says.
因为主耶稣后来，耶稣也会讲我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲。
And he says that I am the Alpha and the Omega.
但我们知道这是希腊文的第一个字母跟最后一个字母。
So this is the first letter and the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
所以这代表他是首先的，也是末后的。
It means that he is the beginning and he is the end.
那他是昔在、今在、以后永在。
And he who is, who was, and who is to come.
阿拉法、俄美、阿拉法、欧米伽是讲事的始跟末，讲事情。
So the Alpha, when he says the Alpha Omega, he talks about the beginning and the end of all things.
昔在、今在、以后永在是讲时间。
And when he says who was, who is, and who is to come, he's talking about time.
他是全能者。
And he is the Almighty.
全能者是他的能力。
所以
我们的神是事的前跟后。时间的永远过去，永远未来，他什么都会。
So he is the absolute past, the absolute future, and he has all the power.
我们只能这样相信。
And we must believe this.
因为你思想绝对不会超过那个什么时间之外的。
Because there is no way for our understanding to surpass time.
你也不用说给功课了。你有没有想过时间？
Have you ever thought about time?
很多哲学家 你跟他问说什么是时间，他就说我不知道了。你没有问他什么是时间，他知道，问他时间他就不知道。
Ask a philosopher many things and they have many answers, but you ask them what is time, they have no answer.
时间空间都一样的。
Time and space, it's all the same.
你可以想象一个时间开始吗？
Can you think about the beginning of time?
你把想哦，从这里开始。
You can say it starts from here.
啊，这开始之前呢，你会再想过去吗？
Can you think about what happened before that moment then?
那一直想，一直过去，有没有结果？
So if you think keep going backwards in time, is there an end?
你想不到的。
You can't.
空间也一样。
Same thing with space.
你也想不到，所以人家讲宇宙有边没边。
So when people ask, is the universe finite?
那比较聪明的人说其实宇宙是两个，一个是正的，一个负的，两个合起来。
Then those who are a little more intelligent says that there's a positive universe and a negative universe, and they're together.
以前黑洞出来的时候，人家说啊，这是正宇宙，那个什么黑洞是负的。但现在黑洞又人家又不讲这个了。
And when the people first discovered the black hole, they thought that was the negative universe.
我讲这个是人是有限的，思考是有限的。
So, man's thought is limited.
在时空之下。
It is contained within time and space.
那所以。这是在讲神，我们只能接受。
But here he talks about it describes the qualities of God, and we can only accept it.
譬如说对神的全能。
So when we talk about God's almighty power,
现在有一种大家可能蛮知道，已经流行很久了，就是所谓的开放性神观，就是 open theism.
Oh, so there's this trend of open theism.
目的是要对神的全能做一个新的诠释。
So it is a new way of understanding God's almighty power.
但是 girl.
So he is one of the more famous proponents of this.
他是那个 Princeton 毕业的.
He's a Princeton graduate.
头脑蛮不错的吧, 应该.
Quite intelligent man.
那他后来去大拉萨，我现在不知道哪里，我已经不知道了。可是差不多好久以前， 10年前， 我买了他几本书， 也看了几本。
So about
后来因为他出书， 美国人出书很快啊， 看都看不完， 所以就放弃了。
So about 10 years ago, he published quite a few books, so I read a couple, but since they published so fast, I gave up.
他刚出来的时候，我看了他几本， 就是,
but when he first started publishing, I read a couple of his books.
对神的全能重新界定。
So he reaffirmed the almighty nature of God.
他以什么为他的思想的起点？
And what is his starting point?
他说看圣经里面,
he said, look at the Bible.
那个西西教王不是神说你该死了，神派那个以利亚，以赛亚先知跟他说你命该终。
So when the prophet Isaiah went to the king and said that you will die.
那他一看到这样就怎么样，面对墙祷告神啊，你怎么这样子，我还不错啦。
He immediately knelt down to pray and asked and prayed to God saying that I'm a good king.
他的谦卑，他的祷告神说好，让他多活15年。
And so God gave him another 15, Hezekiah another 15 years to live.
好了，他说问题从这里开始。
So then the question arises.
神说该死。
God had said that you will die.
是真的还是假的?
Is that, was it true or false?
如果是真的话，他应该死啊。
So if it were true, then wouldn't he have died?
那他一祷告神又改变。
But then the king prayed, and then God changed his mind.
那到底这个神是不是真的? 就是他对未来也知道。
Then does this God truly know the future?
如果他知道的话, 就不可以改了，因为本来就该死了。
Because if he already knows the future, then he could not have changed his decision for the king to die.
神怎么改变他的想法？
But it says that God changed his mind.
从这点开始，他把圣经里面常常记载了神后悔了。
So then he started talking about how passages where it says that God regretted.
神后悔造人在地上。
He regretted creating humankind.
出埃及的时候，神想说，哎，如果 他们那个什么怕走那个近路，然后遇到困难，他们就回去。神也有害怕恐怕。
But God feared that the people might take the narrow path and turn back.
他就把这些把它列出来。
So he listed out all these instances.
神有恐怕的时候。
That there are times when God feared.
神有时候说神那个，譬如说以赛亚书第五章啊，葡萄园之歌。 神说他神愿意，但是呢，这些不长不出好葡萄。Or
in Isaiah,
违背神的意，那神到底是真知还是假知，是全能还是不全能？
Or in Isaiah chapter 5, it talks about how God is a true vine, but then the people refuse to bear good fruit. Then how can he be the true vine?
神造人后悔了。
Or God regretted creating man.
神立那个扫罗为王后悔了。
God regretted making Saul the king.
他把这些全都集起来。
So he collected all these instances.
他想，这个神是不是全能？
So is this God truly almighty?
神怎么老是在后悔？
Why is God always regretting his actions?
你的神后悔不后悔？
Does your God regret?
后悔吗？
Does he ever regret?
那你会不会后悔？
How do you ever regret?
那你的神也跟你一样后悔啊, 所以,
so your God is the same as you. He also regrets.
所以你的神怎么,
so what kind of God is
后悔的神,
this?
哎呀, 那你怎么解决呢?
So how do you solve this?
神后悔吗?
Does God regret?
你又念圣经,
you read the Bible.
神说我从不后悔。
But God says, I never regret.
神讲的话就是对的。
Because what God, whatever God says is true, God will never regret.
你再把这个打进去哈, 神不后悔。
So then look up instances where God does not regret.
讲神后悔这边的人,
so those who say that God does regret,
就演变出所谓的开放, 开放的神观,
are the ones who believe in this idea of open theism.
他的神是开放的神，就是说对未来呢，他对未来他不全知啊。
Because
他也不能说不全知啊，对未来他是开放的，让你去发展。
Because they believe that God is open to our future, that He allows you to make decisions about the future.
好，如果是这样子的话
，If that is the case，
有没有启示录
？Would there be the Book of Revelation？
没有启示录。
There would be no revelation.
懂意思吗？因为所以启示录是神未来的事情定下的一个计划。
Because Revelation writes, records what God's plan is for the future.
那一定要照这样做。
And it will all happen.
神定的一定怎么样会完成。
What God sets will take place.
神的旨意绝对不会中断。
God's will not be broken.
好，那现在这个问题哦，在圣经里面，神后悔，神也绝不后悔，为什么？
But we come back to the question of why God would say that he regrets or that he never regrets.
这个是冲突的。
It seems to be a conflict.
让你想一个中午。
So let me.
我是要叫你来念，你看起来比较壮，头比较大一点。
So your head is large enough to think about this question over lunch.
好不好？因为我看你很可爱啊，这样。哎，你太太你在这里欢迎你。到底怎么样
？So how is this so？
神后悔还是不后悔
？So can does God regret or？
你说神后悔对。
If you say that he regrets, that's true.
你说神不后悔也对。
If you say that he doesn't regret, it's also true.
你不能讲一边哦，你讲一边就卡死了。
Because if you only stand by one side, then you will be stuck.
神的旨意一定会成全。
Because God's will always take place.
神绝对没有做不来的事。
There's nothing that's beyond God's power.
对不对？好，那怎么解决呢
？So how do we solve this quandary?
所以他们只是看到神的一面。
So these people only see one side of God.
这里告诉我们神是什么？全能的。
But what does it say here? God is almighty.
全能就是说他什么都会。
If he's almighty, it means he can do everything.
第一个问题啊。你的神什么都会，对不对
？So your God can do all things.
你的神可以造一个他自己拿不起来的石头。
So can your God lift create a rock that is too heavy for him to lift?
可以吗
？Can he?
如果人家只问你可以不可以
？So if someone were to just ask you, can he?
这个问题就好像人家问你，你的神什么都会，对不对？
It's similar to someone asking you, "Your God can do all things."
你的神可以不可以画一个四方形的圆
？Then can your God draw a round square, or a squarish circle?
好，或是同样的问题的，你的神可不可以做一件他不能做的事
？Can your God create something that he cannot complete?
好。这个问题啊，可以不可以
？So can he？
但是不管怎么样，你的神是什么
？Regardless，
全能的。
Your God is Almighty。
全能的神在那个圣经里面启示录讲最多，在新约里面。
Within the New Testament, God is described Almighty most often in the Revelation。
有电脑了，你有那个圣经工具，你打进去。我现在要算算几次，我上次。大概讲一下，多讲了一次，不可以的。
So that if someone has a Bible concordance, could look it up and take count of how many times.
6, 7, 8, 9 times.
Because last time I miscounted.
对不对
？About 9 times. Am I right?
9次，启示里面讲9次。
There are 9 instances in the Book of Revelation.
兄弟啊，对不对？你有没有带电脑了
？Did you bring a?
这次没带来了。
Computer? No.
有啊，我有算了。
I've counted.
好，那在新约里面，哥林多前书6:18。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
也就是说，在启示录之外的唯一的一次是在哥林多前后书6:18。
The only other instance is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
那这个是引用旧约的话的。
And it is because they're referencing an Old Testament passage.
所以新约里面其实讲神是全能的，集中在启示录里面。
So really, the only times that in the New Testament that God is referred to as being Almighty is in the Book of Revelation.
所以第八节其实是来保证启示录会 正确，并且会照这样子的一个很重要的经节。
So the verse 8 is a very important passage in that it is a guarantee of the authenticity of this book.
因为主神是首先的，也是末后的，也就是 Alpha， 也是 Omega。
God is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega.
在时间，他是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
He is one who is, who was, and who is to come.
并且他也是全能的。
And he is Almighty.
他这个全能是控制了整个的宇宙，整个的那个人类的历史，并且也是在教会里面掌权的。
Because he is Almighty, he has control of history, and he has control of all things that happen in the church.
所以这样子才有保障啊。
And that is why we have security in the
Him. 那当然，你在打的时候，那个全能者在旧约里面最多的是在哪里？
Now in the Old Testament, which book contains the most references to God's almighty nature?
启示录是讲神国的历史。
The book of Revelation speaks about the history of God's kingdom.
所以神是全能者。
God is almighty.
那旧约呢？
How about the Old Testament?
旧约是约伯记。
In the book of Job.
对，你没想到约伯记占了我是查出来没有算几次就是了，我 不能乱讲就是。
So I'm not sure how many instances.
少算一次，等一下又。
Because if I miscount.
很多次，那个占一半以上。
But over half of the recordings are in the book of Job.
为什么
？Why？
因为神是掌握个人的生死的祸福的神。
Because he is.
他也是全能者。
He is the God who controls life and death and prosperity.
约伯就是一样啊。
And this happens with
Job. 神对约伯来讲是全能的神。
Because in Job's life, God is an almighty God.
无论遇到好或是遇到坏，总是在神的手里。
Whether when times were good and times were bad, it was all under the hand, almighty hand of God.
但是这时候人就要有自觉了，你在神的手中。
So we need to be aware that we are under the control of God.
那不要乱跑。
So don't run.
这是不一样哦，你在神的手中，但是你还有活动空间哦。
So you may be we may be under the hand of, within the hand of God, but we still have some flexibility and freedom.
我们不是宿命主义哦，宿命就是F 开始那什么东西啊？
We're not fatalist.
啊
，fatalist.
F 开始的嘛，我拼不完。不是
，We aren't fatalists.
你宿命主义，你就，就任，就是我们说任凭他，不是说不动人家推着你走，任凭他随意引导。
So we
不要想错。
So we aren't being controlled by him. We are willing to allowing him to guide us.
任凭神的引导是说照着神的路走，谁来走啊？
So we are,
那是你哦。
We are accepting His way, but we are still walking the way.
你坐在那里不走，神不会抱你走。
So if you sit there and refuse to move, God is not going to carry you along the path.
我们这今天人比较多一点。我们好几年前一个很感动的故事是海边那个什么，海边脚印的故事。
So years ago,
是错的。
So years ago, we may have heard the story about the footprints on the sand. That's wrong.
对我来讲
，To me, it's wrong.
那时候我看到第一次也是很感动啊。
So the first time I read the story, I was really touched.
后来回去想想
，Then I thought about it.
但是我也是讲过，就是如果你有听过我讲海边故事的，那个我跟你抱歉，我现在悔改了，我不讲那个了。
Then again, I've actually shared that same story in a sermon, so I regret and I apologize.
哦，开始有两个脚印了。
So in the beginning, there were two sets of footprints.
哦，剩下一个。
Eventually, there was only one set of footprints.
主啊，你怎么？哦，让我最困难的时候让我走过去。
And how, Lord, how can you leave me alone when I'm walking through the most difficult part of life?
耶稣说我是抱你过去的。
And Jesus said it's because I was carrying you.
这对吗
？Is that right?
不对啊。
No.
你不走谁走
？If you don't walk, who's walking?
你要看是在哪个阶段。
It depends on what stage you are.
我们已经出埃及了。
We've already left Egypt.
我们已经是成，我们是说我们成熟的信徒，已经在走旷野了。
We are mature believers. We are walking in the wilderness.
你旷野你不走谁走啊
？If you don't do the walking in the wilderness, who will? God is going to carry you.
没有这回事。
Not possible.
你自己走。
You need to walk.
你还没出来之前，可能神抱你一下，拉你一下。
God may have given you a hand prior to leaving Egypt.
你看圣经的故事都是这样子的。
It's always like this in all the Bible stories.
亚伯兰一样啊。
Same with Abraham.
他出来走，自己走啊。
He had to do his own walking.
神一个指导你方向，走这样子。
So God gave him no direction to walk.
罗德一样啊。
Same with Lot.
不出来先拉一下嘛，你一出来之后自己跑啊。
So he was given a hand to leave the city, but after he was out, he had to do his own walking.
叫你不要看那个天使，也不会跟那个他的太太的头抓住。
Now the angels instructed them not to turn around to look, but the angels did not hold on to their heads so that the heads won't move.
你一回就变圆柱了。
But the wife turned around and she became a pillar of salt.
罗德，你不跑到山上去，你到最后就自己跑歪了。
If Lot hadn't run directly to the mountain, he would have gotten misdirected and gotten lost.
神给你一个道路啊。
God gives you a path.
你要照这个道路走。
And you need to follow the path.
你如果走偏了，你就出局了。
So if you get sidetracked, then it's game over.
就是，所以启示录里面我们也会练到嘛。
So we'll also
在大患难当中。
Encounter this in the book of Revelation during the times of great tribulation.
你自己要走过。
You need to walk through it.
所以我们要从大患难中。大患难当中出来，自己走出来。
We will walk out of the great tribulation.
神也告诉亚伯兰，你的东西当别看，看完之后你什么要起来，纵横走遍，是你去走，神不会抱着你走。
So when God spoke to Abraham, He said, "Look north, south, east, and west, and then you need to walk the distance." God didn't carry him.
但神也不是那么残忍，就是。
But then God is not cruel.
你跌了一跤，他还给你扶那个。
If you stumble, He'll lift you up.
但是做是你要做。
But you have to do the walking.
我们有一个赞美诗，天国路要努力走。那你要走啊，你不走不行。
There's a hymn about how there's a heavenly way, and you have to do the walking.
所以海边的故事，那个脚印的故事重新讲。
So we need to retell that story about the footprints on the sand.
当你还幼稚的时候。
When you are young.
还是小孩子的时候。
When you're a little child.
主耶稣陪着你走。
Then God will walk with you.
哇，你坚强了。
Once you are strong,
遇到困难了。
And you face tribulation,
你已经信心坚固了。
Your faith is already firm.
一个人就走过去了。
Then you can walk on your own.
这样子啊。
So that's a new story.
你不要蹲在那里，或是趴在，好像小孩子啊，那我抱过。主耶稣已经为你钉在十字架了，你还要让他再走一次啊。
Don't just squat there and cry, because God has already crucified Himself on front in your behalf, so you need to go walk.
那一节，我们来看那个罗马书。
So let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
这是已经要结束了哈。
So this is near the conclusion.
二十节就是罗马书要结束了。
So this is towards the end of Romans.
来，我们念一下。
Let's read.Verse 20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
这节很有趣哦。
It's a very interesting passage.
谁来践踏撒旦?
So who will crush Satan under your feet?
那个主持是谁?
So who's the
subject?
Subject.
在这句子，这个句子的主持是什么?
Who is the subject of the sentence?
是什么?
The God of peace.
The God of peace, 对不对?
So the God of peace.
赐平安的神是主持。
So the God of peace is the subject.
对，神来践踏撒旦。
He will crush Satan.
如果你践踏一个东西是，你要说啊，我刚刚把一只小那个臭虫哦，践踏了是，你会不会说是用别人的脚？
So if you were to go crush an insect with your feet, would you say you'd be using someone else's feet?
不是，那个是很不好的臭虫，不是。
An ugly insect.
那 insect 不可以乱踩的。
You shouldn't be crushing all insects.
它要咬你啊。
But this insect that was coming to bite you.
突然想到那个要保护动物不可以乱踩。
Because just remember, we have to protect the animals. We can't just go and crush them.
这个讲错了。
I'll be wrong.
这个要小心就是。
You have to be very careful in what we say.
好。这个没办法，这个跟我小时候就是看苍蝇就打嘛。
See, when I was young, if we saw a fly, we'd hit him.
打死苍，还有一个歌呢，拿起苍蝇拍打死你，这个害人精有没有
？There's even a song about swatting flies.
那我到德国，这快二十几年前。
But 20 some years ago, when I went to Germany.
我到一个人家。
You went to someone's house.
他家不晓得莫名其妙有一只那个类似苍蝇的，我去就把它打死。那个主人本来很好的，我好气，你这个人怎么那么……我吓一跳，我说我从小就是。
I went to someone's house and I saw a fly and decided to swat him, and the owner of the house got really angry and said, why are you doing this? And I thought, I've been doing this in childhood. And even now, I'm still always shocked by it. But people are strange.
我就说好吧，训练小孩，每次跟小孩说，看到苍蝇，打死，打死。
So I said, I've been training my children. Now you should kill flies.
好。你看，神践踏撒旦。
But here it says that God will crush Satan.
神用他的脚践踏撒旦，对不对？
He should be using his feet to crush Satan.
不对。
No, but no.
神践踏撒旦，但是用你的脚。
God will crush Satan, but it will be using your feet.
对不对？这边说，神快要将撒旦践踏在你的脚下。
It says
是你的脚啊。
Says God will soon crush Satan under your feet.
圣经里面神不跟魔鬼打架的。
In the Bible, God does never directly fights Satan.
为什么那个善恶对抗不是说哦神跟魔鬼在打，神不用跟魔鬼打。
So in the battle between good and evil, God and Satan never have to fight directly.
这个要我的观念啊。
So you have to know this.
神。不是跟魔鬼打架。
God will not do battle with Satan.
那为什么神跟魔鬼跟神对抗？
But why is there conflict between Satan and God?
因为那个什么？因为人啊。
Because humans.
因为那个选民啊。
Because of the chosen. The saints.
所以你看撒旦在神面前控告那个。耶稣亚
Satan accused Joshua in front of God.
大祭司啊
and the saints and the priests.
在位置上，撒旦是跟控告人呢、啊、是同平面的。
Satan actually is in the same level as the accused.
不是说撒旦在跟神同平面的。
Satan is not equal to God.
如果这样的话，其实他们两个人冤仇的关系啊。
Because if so, then they would be nemesis.
不是的。
But no.
神撒旦不是跟神同层面的。
Satan is not equal to God.
是因为人的关系。
But it's only because of man.
人践踏不了撒旦。
Because man cannot crush Satan.
神践踏撒旦。
So God will crush Satan.
但是呢，神用人。践踏撒旦。
But God will use man to crush Satan.
是这样子的。所以，真的跟魔鬼在打仗是我们呐。
So the people truly doing battle with Satan is us.
不是神呐。
Not God.
神不用跟魔鬼打。
God doesn't need to fight Satan.
如果神还要跟魔鬼打的话，那人就怎么样？包输的，因为他们是平手啊，就是在一个 level 打。
Because if God had to fight Satan, then man will surely lose, because we're of different levels.
所以这个观念是要注意的。
We've got to be careful about this.
因为如果神是大将，这个大将，那这个大将跟人打的话，这个人已经是小兵，已经是死定。
Because if God and Satan were both generals, and we are the little army, little military people, then we'll surely lose.
所以我们是靠着神。得胜的魔鬼。
So we will receive victory under God.
所以启示录里面哈，一定要得胜。
According to the book of Revelation, we will achieve victory.
那个二章三章。
Chapter 2, chapter 3.
给七个教会的信了哈。
In the letters to the seven churches.
最后一定是得胜，得胜，得胜，得胜的你要这些得胜的。
And the conclusion is that
就完了。
Is that you will achieve victory.
所以。那是我们胜哦。
When we will be victorious.
那我们怎么胜？
How are we victorious?
因为耶稣说我已经胜了。
Because God has said that we are already victorious.
所以是这样子的。
So that's how it is.
那个神践踏魔鬼。
So God will crush Satan.
用你的脚。
With your feet.
那我常在想嘛。
So I often think.
如果你的脚是豆腐脚。
If you have tofu legs.
哎 哇，那个魔鬼说再来吧。
Then you crush, and then Satan will say, "Come on again."
那我们常讲了神落气，我们说啊，让神很羞耻。
Then we would embarrass God.
对不对？神老早践踏撒旦，但是你的脚太软了。
So God is ready to crush Satan, but if your legs are all soft like tofu,
没办法
，can't do it.
所以我们也要脚也要怎么样？要坚强。
But we need to strengthen our legs.
神已经践踏了。
So God has already crushed him.
但是用你的脚，我们是神的工具。
But with our feet, we are the tool of God.
所以在这个当中，我们是被训练。
We are being trained so that we can trust in God to be strong. We'll be strong with the Lord.
你有信心，魔鬼就逃跑了。
Because if you have faith, then Satan will run.
魔鬼老早就怕神了。
Satan is afraid of God.
那但是他有时候不怕，他不怕我们了。
But he is not always afraid of us.
因为他你看你好欺负嘛。
Because you are easily beaten up.
魔鬼是胆小鬼啊。
And he is scared.
但是看人欺负的。
He is easily scared. He chooses people to abuse.
你老是要装着可怜相，他当然就要。
So if you always look so pitiful, then it's easy for him to pick you as a victim.
魔鬼不会跟你客气的。
And God, Satan will not be gentle with you.
当然，如果我们还是比较软弱、幼稚的时候，神会帮助我们。
And when we are still young and weak, God will help us.
我小时候，如果那个鸡啊、鸭子会欺负小孩子。
So when I was young, the little
被鸭子欺负过。
The chickens and the ducks used to attack the children.
没有。
Have you ever experienced that?
那个鸡啊，或是鸭子会咬小孩子。
The chicken and the ducks will go bite the children.
很小的小孩子。
The little children.
尤其那个火鸡啊。
Especially that turkey.
好了，你已经二十岁了。
But now you're 20.
你还跟妈妈说火鸡要咬我。
Or you say, "Mommy, the turkey's gonna bite me."
妈妈会怎么反应啊
？How would the mom react?
要不是很悲哀，就是说，你搞什么开这个玩笑
？Either the mom will be really sad, or say, "Are you kidding?"
对不对？你要不是开玩笑，就是妈妈感觉悲哀嘛。
So you're either kidding or you become the sadness of your grief for the month.
大小孩的害怕。
A 20-year-old grown-up child being afraid of a turkey.
对不对？就很悲哀了。
Yeah, that would be a shame.
主耶稣也是一样啊。
Same with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神践踏撒旦在你的脚下。
So God will crush Satan under your feet.
从大患难中出来。
And bring you out of, and you will come out of great tribulation.
我们看一下哈，那个第启示录。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation.
启示录第七章。
Chapter 7.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
当然这个时候要穿白衣了哈。
And at that time we will wear our white cloak.
这个白衣是火炼的白衣。
And it is a garment that has been refined by fire. Verse 13, then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" And
好，他问你啊，那你怎么办呢？如果不知道，你就说，哎呀，你知道，这是反问解经法。来，第十四节。
Verse 14, I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said,These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
这里跟我们平常你那个刚信的时候或是幼稚的时候是不一样的情况。
So the situation here is different from when we had first believed and when we were still infants.
大患难，他们自己走出来。
They have come out of the great tribulation.
衣服自己洗。
And they have washed their own robes.
对不对？这里衣服自己洗的。
So they wash their own robes.
小孩子才会衣服，妈妈洗。
Children.
他也不，小孩子也不会说，不会说妈妈洗，他就放着妈妈自己就洗。
The children won't even think about asking their parents to wash their robes. The parents will do it automatically for them.
对不对？小朋友，你有没有说妈妈这个衣服请你洗？有没有
？Would you ever ask your mom, "Mom, could you wash my clothes?"
没有。
No.
你放着呢。
You just leave it there.
自己就给你洗了。
And then they will wash it for you.
如果你长大了，有一天自己去读大学，你还说妈妈洗啊，妈妈不
在。But once you're all grown up and you go to college, would you go and ask your mom to wash your laundry? No, you would do your own.
你看这里自己从道上面自己走出来。
So here we see that they come out of the great tribulation on their own.
衣服自己洗，这件白衣要自己洗的。
And they wash their own white robe.
他们，但是还是用耶稣的宝血了。
But they washed it in the blood of the Lamb.
耶稣的宝血很宝贵。
The blood of the Lamb is very precious.
把衣服洗那个什么，把衣裳洗白净了，这是他自己洗的。
And so they they have washed their robes and made them white. They do this themselves.
所以海边的故事重新思考。
So we need to rethink the story of this,
自己走
of this footprints. You walk on your own.
感谢主啊，那时间到，我们祷告一下结束。
Time is up, so let's pray to conclude.